The following is a production of Platte Radio Sports. The lights go on. The fans file in. For the next four quarters, you're in for war.
Down in the corner, Reimer for three, shot good. Reimer hits another one. Reimer now with 20 points in the ballgame, and Hastings High has got the lead.
It's high school basketball action, and it's on the Breeze 94.5.
And here we go. Lease looks. They throw it underneath. Lease shot at the horn. It's good. He threw it off the back of an Adams Central player, picked it up, and laid it in. The gimmick works.
The pride, the passion, and all of the emotion comes down to tonight. And it's right here on the Breeze 94.5.
As they face some pressure, they'll break it this time, get it to Burr in the front court, trying to lob it underneath. It gets deflected into the hands of Nunn, and she'll score.
Tonight, the Breeze heads to the hardwood as Amherst gets set to take on Kennesaw in high school basketball action.
Chan off the right wing, spin move back into the corner to Abbott. Abbott trying to get into the paint, forces the turnaround jumper and hit it. Abbott now with 17 in the ball game.
As we get set for tip, it's time for the New Tech Seed pregame show. Let's get you courtside. Doug Duda is on the call.
61. And good evening, everyone. Once again, we welcome you back to Amherst, along with our producer-engineer back at the Breeze Studios. Caleb, I'm Doug Duda with you on the New Tech Seed pregame show, getting ready for tonight's boys contest between the undefeated Amherst Broncos and the 2-2 Kennesaw Blue Devils. Glad to have you along with us. Our girls' game was close at halftime, 16-13 Amherst, but Amherst then stopped turning the ball over, started making shots, and shut out Kennesaw 21-0 in the third quarter and Breeze to a 49-25 victory for their third straight win, dropping Kennesaw to 1-4. In our Amherst boys basketball team, they're in at 4-0, but as we said earlier tonight, Coach Bill Giffen in his first year, who he'd been an assistant last year, but the first year as the head coach, how have they been tested? They're averaging right at 63 points per ball game, but they have played three teams that are 0-4. South Loop, which is Callaway Arnold, is the only team with a winning record that they have beaten, while Kennesaw's two losses have come to 4-1, Bruning Davenport Shickley, and then a six-point loss to Arcadia Loop City last time out with wins over Blue Hill and Shelton. Let's take a look at the static lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Kearney, first off for the visitors from Kennesaw. Number 11 is a 5'7" senior, Trevor Burr. Number 15 is a 5'9" senior, Tyce Clark. Number 23, 5'11" junior, Austin Schnitzler. Number 31 is a 6'1" senior, Lane Tibbs. And number 53, 6'2" sophomore, Carson Woodman. The head coach of the Kennesaw Blue Devils is Jack Ainram, assisted by Christian Cruz and Tom Budnick, as we said, 2-2 on the season. For Amherst, number 12 is a 6'1 senior, Dominic Abbott. Number 20, a 5'11 sophomore, Trey Tomenheim. Number 24, a 5'11 sophomore, Braden Eckout. Number 30, a 6' junior, Cale Preble. And number 34, 6'2 sophomore, Ty Hadwiger. A lot of underclassmen, but a lot of them played last year. The head coach of the Amherst boys basketball team is Bill Giffen, assisted by John Klosterman and Les Andelug, a perfect 4-0 on the season. That's the starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank. We'll tip it off after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze 94.5.
Your officials tonight are Brian Gruppe and Kevin Wood. The ball is in the air. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. And Amherst is going to win the opening tip of this basketball game. They'll move from right to left and Kennesaw left to right as you view it along your radio dial. man-to-man defense here by Kennesaw. Amherst has already looked at a couple of back cuts. Kennesaw has it well covered. So they'll work the ball around the perimeter. Good ball movement. Gets it down low. Turnaround jumper. Going to be blocked out of bounds by Woodman on the Hadwiger attempt. And those guys already starting to lean on each other a little bit down low. So there could be some physicality, even though neither team has what you'd say is a traditional big man. A three off the inbounds pass by Dominic Abbott, who could be the leading scorer this year, is no good. Carson Woodman will get the rebound. So Amherst comes up empty on their opening possession. Blue Devil basketball. Amherst also going to play a man-to-man defense. Top of the circle, Lane Tibbs swings it over to Tyce Clark. Trevor Burr, the leading scorer on this basketball team. They tried to get it into Woodman. Stole it away by Hadwiger. He goes all the way to the other end, tried to dunk it, and missed it. And then when they went for the rebound, a foul is called. And it looks like the foul is going to be called on Amherst. Even though Hadwiger had the basketball, the foul is on Trey Tobenheim. So Ty Hadwiger was trying to get the crowd into it by throwing one down, but didn't happen. And Kennesaw will bring the ball up the floor against full court pressure. They get it to Woodman. He'll stop and kick it back to Clark. Into the corner to Tibbs. One dribble to Schnitzler. Reverse it over to Burr. Send a man through. He'll drive. Burr one-hand jumper is no good. The ball is grabbed by K.O. Preble. And here come the Broncos up the floor. They want to run. Pull-up jumper by Abbott. It's going to be short. Woodman's there for the rebound. And Kennesaw will slow it down. Definitely the pace will be a little bit different. Kennesaw, they don't mind running, but they want to keep it under control. It's lobbed to Woodman in the paint. He puts it up and in and draws the foul on Cale Preble, his first of the ball game. And Preble saying, "I was just standing there." And whatever he said was enough to get a response from our official. And Woodman will have a chance at a three-point play. It's a friendly discussion between the two. As the free throw down for Woodman is on the way, and it's good. So Kennesaw strikes first with 6:34 to go here in the first quarter, 3-0 in favor of the Blue Devils. Broncos will casually bring it across the timeline with Trey Tobenheim. Of course, Amherst football team made it to the state semifinals this year and then were pretty banged up. So they're still trying to get their feet under him from that. They haven't had as many practices as some would have had by now. As Tobenheim dribbles around, finally gets the guys going to Eck out. Braden for the three off the front of the iron, no good. And Schnitzler will bring it down. Austin Schnitzler with his first rebound. Turns and hands it off to Tyce Clark. Long outlet pass. Tibbs wide open three. He'll fire, and it is rattled in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Abbott. He wants to push it up the floor, but Kennesaw gets back defensively. They do move into the corner, though. Nobody picks up Eck out. Braden's three from the right-hand corner. It won't go. Setting on the rim again, and the rebound, Tyce Clark. Up the floor, Burr stops at the arc. Now drops it down to the low block, posting up Clark. Tries to get it to Woodman, and a one-foot pass ends up at a jump ball. The arrow does point the way of Kennesaw, so they will maintain possession. You're listening to KLIQ-FM. Hastings, Kennesaw, and our friends in Prosser as well. Glad to have you along with us for tonight's basketball game. Also on PlatteRiverPreps.com. The Hastings back with 1 second to go tonight to beat 12th-ranked College of St. Mary 72-71. Here's a three up and in for Tyce Clark. And it's a 6-0 start here for Kennesaw on the Clark tray. Tobenheim across the timeline. And needless to say, Amherst hasn't found themselves on the wrong end of the score for very long this season. Trying to drive in is Preble. Dishes it off on the left wing. Eck out using a lot of screens down to Hadwiger. Forces the issue against Woodman. The shot no good. Comes strong off the rim to Cale Preble. Second chance opportunity. Rotated to the right perimeter. Abbott gets too deep. Now tries to dump it in to Hadwiger. The ball is loose. Bodies on the floor. Abbott's got it for three. It skips off the rim. No good. They're 0-4 from the outside. And the rebound brought down by Austin Schnitzler. Gets it out to Clark. Out on the wing to Tibbs. Tibbs, pick and roll, decides to bring it all the way in. The runner is no good. Woodman taps it, but it ends up in the hands of Trey Tobenheim. Outlet pass, Abbott. Amherst wants to run, kick it out on the wing. Another spot up three. One of them's got to go, but that's not the one. Eck out, missed it, and Trevor Burr comes out of there with it. So Kennesaw taking advantage of some misses early on by Amherst. How about another three for Clark? It spins out, no good. Rebound brought down by Braden Eck out. It'll be a lot fun if the ball was going in. We're just seeing a lot of quick shots right now. Free throw line, Tobenheim kicks it back out. Another three. That one's good. Trey rains it down off the pass from Braden Eckout, And Amherst took them nearly 4 minutes to score, but they finally do, and it's only 6-3. Burr breaks the press, 4-on-3, tries to make a fancy over-the-head pass, tips to Schnitzler. The ball deflected out of bounds off Amherst. A pretty frantic first 4 minutes, so we've got multiple substitutions for Kennesaw. They're just not going to be as deep as Amherst. Wyatt Woodman, the 6-foot junior, checks in. Corey Heyer, the 5'11 junior, checks in for Amherst. Jesse Wells is in. Cody Google is in. And also Trevor Adelung, a freshman. Kennesaw ball out of the inbounds. They'll go in the corner to Corey Heyer. Tries to get it inside to Schnitzler. Puts the ball on the floor. They want a double dribble. They don't get it. Down low to Woodman. Woodman forces it up. No good. And a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Amherst. Good hustle there by Jesse Wells after just checking in to the game. 3:39 to go here in the first quarter. And it's 6-3 in favor of Kennesaw. Doug Duda with you here in our Husker Power Products broadcast booth on the Breeze 94.5. Glad to have you along with us. Amherst, big second half to beat Kennesaw in the girls' game. It was 16-13 at the half. They won it 49-25. Kennesaw works the ball around the perimeter here against the Kennesaw man-to-man defense. Over to Taubenheim. They sag on him into the right wing. Now in the corner, Adelung dribbles out of there with the left hand. Gets to the high post. Bounce pass to Abbott on the left wing. Trying to open that paint up a little bit. Abbott drives, jump stop, and he'll score. Dominic Abbott with his first bucket of the game, and it's a one-point lead now for Kennesaw. That allows Amherst to put the pressure on. Kennesaw gets it into Trevor Burr. Quickly up the floor to Schnitzler. 3-on-2. Austin brings it in. Wraparound pass to Heyer, and he'll get fouled by Cody Google. First foul on Google, third on Amherst. And Heyer will go to the line to shoot two. I think they were getting ready to call a foul when Schnitzler went up, but instead of shooting it, he passed it. And so it took him a little extra second to call the foul when it was Heyer. And Corey puts it up and in. 7-5 Blue Devils, 2:54 to go here in quarter number one. In girls action tonight, Kearney Catholic beat Ravenna 60-44. As the second free throw is no good, Wells gets the rebound. The boys' game getting underway on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, also PlatteRiverPreps.com. There's a jump shot from 16, and Dominic Abbott buries it. When he gets hot, he's tough to stop, and we are tied at 7. So after trailing 6-0, we're knotted up. Now a 3 Burr in transition. It skips out, no good. Rebound pulled down by Abbott. He has to throw it off the foot of Schnitzler to keep it alive and out of bounds off Kennesaw. Back in will be Tyce Clark for Kennesaw. So will Carson Woodman. And back in for Amherst, Cale Preble gets in there. And I believe that Eckhout also re-entered the game. So Preble and Adelung and Eckhout. And then the big fellows down low are Wells and Google right now. They're the 5 on the floor for the Broncos, tied at 7. Up top with it is Adelung. Swings it over to Wells. Gets it off to Eckhout, who's going to be your scorer really right now of the 5 on the floor. Not that Adelung can't pull the trigger, but the freshman really being guarded out front. And then a travel called on Cody Google, who was a little out of his comfort zone for the 6'2 senior. Tried to drive and checking back in Ty Hadwiger. That is the first turnover I have for Amherst and Kennesaw with only one so far. We've got up and down the floor a lot of times, taking a lot of shots, just not a whole lot of went in. 7-7, pressure on Amherst. Kennesaw does a good job to throw it around the zone. Tibbs will give it over to Clark. Clark will slow it at the top of the circle. Right now, Trevor Burr, Kennesaw's leading scorer, is on the bench. They've got the bigs in there with both Woodmans. Higher in the right-hand corner. One dribble off the screen. Forces that jumper. Came up a little short. And the rebound brought down by Eckhout. I'm not sure that once he got off the screen, he was ready to shoot the ball. And it kind of showed there on his follow-through. And Amherst throws the ball away at the other end. Checking in for the Broncos will be Dominic Abbott and Trey Taubenheim, which will give them a little more scoring opportunity. Checking out Adelung and Wells. 7-7, 1:34 to go, first quarter. Here on the Breeze, Doug Duda with you. Higher over the top, and he threw it over Woodman, and it's going to be picked up at the other end by Ty Hadwiger. Second Kennesaw turnover. It led him in the Woodman's 2-on-1, but the pass is a little too much air on it. On the low block at the other end, Hadwiger, ball fake, puts it up, partially blocked down low by Wyatt Woodman. The ball will go out of bounds off the Blue Devils. It's all about movement for Amherst. They're not afraid to shoot outside, but they are looking inside as much as they can. And Bradenack out to throw it in, but Burr checks in quickly here for Kennesaw, and Heyer will check out. Kennesaw, though, only 1 point here in the last 4 minutes after jumping out 6-0. Inbounds pass goes right into the hands of Preble. A little one-hand jumper is up and in, and Amherst has taken the lead at 9-7. After being down 6-0, Tibbs brings it across the timeline. Bounce pass to Carson Woodman. Woodman back to Burr. Passes on the three to Tibbs. Tibbs back over the right wing. Here comes Burr. Drives into the double team. Good wraparound to Woodman. Carson powers it up and in. 5 points for Carson Woodman. We're tied again at 9 with 50 seconds to go in quarter number one. Abbott thinking three. Firing three. It's off the iron. No good three. And Carson Woodman with the rebound. Gives it off to Clark. Clark, last man across the timeline, surveying the defense. Takes it to the right. Now back over to the left to Burr. Burr 5 feet outside the arc. Down to the block to Wyatt Woodman. Getting pushed out of there by Ty Hadwiger. Takes the shot anyway. Rebound Carson Woodman. Back up and in. 7 points for Carson. We saw him have a big first quarter against Shelton the other night. And then offensively, he really slowed down. But here, he has got 7 of the 11 points. And Kennesaw back on top. 15 seconds to go. Eckhout over to the left wing. Preble from 16. Came up short. And it's going to go out of bounds. Kennesaw will have 9 seconds to get a shot off here. And they're going to want to put the ball in the hands of Trevor Burr. And they throw it to him against full court pressure. Right back to Tibbs, to Wyatt Woodman, back to Burr. 3 seconds, 2 seconds from the free throw line. The runner is up, off the heel, no good. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. In our boys' contest, it's the Kennesaw Blue Devils 11 and the undefeated Amherst Broncos 9. We're back in a minute on The Breeze 94.5.
America's farmers feed the world. That's why your CHS Service Center provides producers like these with market access and insights for their success.
Well, they stay on top of the market. They really look out for us.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
We get daily emails and text alerts from our co-op. They're able to take our grain when we need to move it.
Get connected to a CHS service center near you. Resources for enriching lives, CHS.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Our Lowe's Superstore. Shopping center around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping center around you, you, you. With a You Get More Superstore. Outlet Superstore.
The Breeze 94.5.
Doug Duda back with you here in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. Kennesaw will get the ball to start the second quarter of play, and they lead it by a score of 11-9 here at Amherst. Trevor Burr off the screen, tried the pick and roll. They switch good on Woodman, the original five starters. Not out there. Wyatt Woodman is on the floor right now for Kennesaw. Schnitzler, little short jumper, and he alligator armed it. He came up short. Rebound brought down by Braden Eckhout. He was expecting there to be a defender there, and then the ball just kind of floated out of his hands. Tough shot, Hadwiger at the other end. The rebound brought down by Wyatt Woodman. That'll be his first. He's on the floor right now and getting a little bit of a breather here for Kennesaw. Burr takes the jumper. No good. You've got both Woodmans. You've got Schnitzler, Burr, and Clark on the floor. Lane Tibbs getting the breather. Rebound brought down by the Broncos. Pull-up jumper, Abbott. He'll nail the 15-footer. Uh-oh. Timeout, Kennesaw. Coach Jack Ingram is not happy. Dominic Abbott is not to get that open of a look, and he calls an immediate timeout. 7:09 to go here in the second quarter. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. It's 11 all. We'll be right back.
The Breeze, 94.5.
As we approach the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Hello, this is Kevin Crawl with Crawl Agency. Do you have any questions about health insurance under the new law? We're here to guide you. Give us a call at any one of our locations in Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Rosen, or visit us online at crawlagency.com. Crawl Agency is an independent authorized producer for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Out of the 32nd timeout, it'll be Kennesaw basketball. Schnitzler with it. Back up top to Clark, over to Austin. And a three-second violation called here on the Blue Devils. Each team had one turnover in the first quarter. Free throw shooting, 2 of 3 for Kennesaw. Amherst has not been to the line. Three-point shooting, Kennesaw 1 of 4, and Amherst 1 of 7 of the first quarter. Rebounds, Amherst 10, and Kennesaw 8. Carson Woodman has 7 of the 11 for the Blue Devils. Dominic Abbott has 6 of the 11 for the Broncos. Amherst basketball tied at 11 with 6:45 to go here. Back cut, Abbott right underneath the hoop, up and in, and a foul to go along with it. They tried that a lot early in the first quarter, and Kennesaw had it well covered, so Amherst made a couple of adjustments, and Abbott now with 8 points in the first free throw of the game coming up. This is also the first foul of the game. Lane Tibbs will get it for Kennesaw. And the free throw by Abbott is good. The senior looking for a big, big year. He's going to be one of the best players in the Fort Kearney Conference. Of course, Kennesaw was in the Fort Kearney for a few years now, has reestablished themselves back in the Twin Valley. 14-11 Amherst, their three-point lead, the biggest for them. Kennesaw started the game on a 6-0 run. The ball, they tried to get it to Tibbs, and it's tipped. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Braden Eckout. And Kennesaw's got to find a way to get some points going here. Only 5 points over the last about 6.5 minutes. Schnitzler against a zone defense here. Over to Lane Tibbs. Schnitzler comes up to the high post. The pass will go to Burr, though. Into the corner to Tice Clark. Ooh, Woodman better be careful. He's really shoving Hadwiger down there. And the whistle came out of the official's mouth. Now Tibbs drives, throws up a tough one. It's no good. The ball is tipped out to Schnitzler. His 15-foot jumper won't go. And Carson Woodman ends up on the ground. Rebound comes down to Hadwiger. Up the floor, here they come. The jumper is good for three. Three-pointer for Amherst. And it's 17-11. That ball bounced around a while before it decided to go in. And a big run now, 8-0 run to start the quarter by the Broncos. 17-11. On the right wing, it'll be Clark. Burr, back to Clark. Down to Woodman. The pass got away from him. It was too low, and it rolls out of bounds. Turnover for Kennesaw. So Amherst has settled in here and have taken the lead out to 6 at 17-11. Coming up at half, we'll be bringing you the Allen Superstore Halftime Show, and we will be chatting with the head coach of the Amherst girls, Nikki Eckout, about their 49-25 win over Kennesaw. We'll give you the first half stats, score updates, and a lot more, so stay with us here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Right now, Amherst with the basketball, Preble in the right-hand corner, kicks it back out to Braden Eckhout, skips it over to Tobenheim. Trey drives, jump stop, lefts it up with the left hand, but it won't go, and the rebound brought down by Carson Woodman. Gets it out to Burr. Burr into the corner. Back to the left wing, a three-pointer. Burr fires it up, and Burr hits it. That's the first bucket of the ball game for Trevor Burr, and it snaps an 8-0 run by Amherst, 17-14 Broncos. Kennesaw trying to come away with a steal here and get things tied up. Top of the circle. With it is Tobenheim. Passes the three, gives it to Eckout. Fakes the three. Now nice pass underneath. There's Tobenheim, but Woodman with great defense, and the ball still went in. Great defense, Carson Woodman, and Trey Tobenheim hit a tough, tough shot there for Amherst, and they'll lead it by a score of 19-14. Back in the hands of Burr. Schnitzler posting up on Hadwiger, and they're going to call Hadwiger for the wraparound. He came over the top with the hold. The foul on Hadwiger will be his first. That's the fourth team foul on the Broncos, and Amherst will make their normal switch, exactly what they did the first quarter about midway through. Trevor Adelung, Jesse Wells, Cody Google all come on the floor. Staying out there will be Abbott and Tobenheim. Kennesaw ball underneath their own hoop. Work it over to Clark for three. It's off the iron. No good. Rebound Abbott. Abbott's going to be fouled as they tried to tie him up. Burr and Schnitzler in there. And the foul will be on Austin Schnitzler. That'll be his first, just the second foul of the half on Kennesaw. 19-14, Amherst with 4:05 to go here in the second quarter. And Trevor Adelung will be the point guard. The freshman brings it over the left hand. Swings it over to the right side to Tobenheim. Tobenheim off the dribble, gets into the paint, tries to lob it down to Abbott and overthrows him for the third Amherst turnover of the ball game. Don't forget Thursday, more high school basketball here on the Breeze as the Minden Whippets welcome in the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic. Varsity action scheduled to begin at 6 o'clock. Kennesaw ball down 5. They get it to Carson Woodman. He tries to clear some space. Abbott came in from behind and knocked the ball away. Now a foul called as they try to pick up the loose ball. And the foul is going to be on Amherst's Cody Google. That is his second, the team's fifth, and they're going to say that Schnitzler was in the act of shooting, so he'll go to the line and shoot two. Austin looking for his first point of the ball game. They give him the ball. He doesn't dribble it. He puts it up. It's no good. Austin had a big second half in their win against Shelton on Friday night. Wyatt Woodman in. Carson will check out. Wyatt the older of the two, but Carson the bigger of the two. Back in Hadwiger and Eckout for Amherst. A lot of sophomores on this Amherst team. Tobenheim, Eckout, Hadwiger, Kreitz, Bramer. Second free throw, Schnitzler. That's good. And Austin's in the scorebook. 19-15 Amherst, 3:40 to go before halftime. Up the floor with it is Adelung. Trevor dribbling between the circles. Decides to bring it to the right to Braden Eckout. Back over to Abbott outside the arc. Guarded there in the man-to-man by Tibbs. Back over to Eckout for the three, and Braden will drain it. So some three-pointers starting to fall now for Amherst. They had missed their first five. They're three out of their last four, and it's 22-15. Broncos by 7. Down low, Schnitzler. Posts up, turnaround, jumper, no good. The rebound brought down by Wyatt Woodman, but he couldn't get his balance and traveled with the basketball. Good defense by Wells to force the tough shot originally there by Schnitzler. 22-15. Amherst trying to go to 5-0. Kennesaw 2-2. Here's the cutter. Abbott, he elevates and scores. That's the one thing about Dominic. Not only can he shoot outside, when he takes it to the rim, he can really get up in the air. And the defenders, the first time or two, don't realize that. And it's a 9-point lead. Burr for three off the front of the iron. No good. Tip try. Schnitzler grabs it and scores. Four rebounds and 3 points now for Austin Schnitzler. 24-17 Broncos. Crossover Eckout leaves it out for Adelung. Brings it to the top of the circle to Abbott on the right wing. Now Hadwiger pulls up from 12. It rattles in and out. No good. Trevor Burr with his second rebound. There's nobody up the floor in a blue jersey, so he'll slow it down, get it into the corner to Tibbs. Laying off a nice screen that time by Woodman. It's a give and go, and they crush Wyatt Woodman. Two guys went for this block. Woodman just stayed down. They both landed on him. And the foul will be on Dominic Abbott. That'll be his first. It's just the sixth team foul, so Kennesaw will take it underneath. Corey Heyer in for the Blue Devils. Tibbs is out, and we got a timeout here by Amherst with 2:19 to go in the first half of play. It'll be a full-length timeout. So your score, 2:19 to go before halftime, Amherst 24 and Kennesaw 17. We'll be back in a minute on The Breeze.
Control more insects than any other trait stack with AgriSure Viptera 3111. The AgriSure Viptera 3111 trait stack from Syngenta Seeds delivers breakthrough control over corn earworm, black cutworm, and 12 other corn pests. Control of the broadest spectrum of above and below ground insects is ready for your fields today. Contact Brent Woodman, your local independent Golden Harvest dealer, for this and other cutting-edge seed technologies. Brent and Sarah wish all the Blue Devil athletes good luck. This broadcast is made possible in part by the great staff of Dittmer Fencing. Dittmer Fencing would like to take this time to wish the Amherst teams best of luck. Dittmer is a very proud supporter of all the area athletes and coaches and are very proud of where you are as a team. Dittmer Fencing provides quality fencing and free estimates serving the surrounding area. Call them today and get your fencing done right today by Dittmer Fencing of Sumner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth. 2:19 to go in the first half. Amherst leads Kennesaw 24-15. Kennesaw basketball out of the Amherst timeout. Trapped in the corner is Clark. He's able to get it out of there to higher into Wyatt Woodman. Swings it out to Schnitzler from 16. Short rebound brought down by Braden Eckhout. That's his fifth. And then Schnitzler trying to sneak up from behind and steal the basketball. That's the second foul on Austin. Just the third foul, though, so far on Kennesaw. Coming up at the half, it is the Allen Superstore Halftime Report. First half stats of this game. We'll give you some other scores. Talk with Amherst Girls Coach Nikki Eckhout after their victory tonight over Kennesaw. Ended up being a big second half. They were up by three at the half and won it 49-25. Underneath, there's a short jumper by Hadwiger. And Ty will get his first bucket of the ball game, 26-17 in favor of Amherst as they've opened up a little bit of a cushion after trailing by two at the end of the first. Trevor Burr working on Preble. Nowhere to go. Kicks it back out to Wyatt Woodman, who's at the top of the key. And now coming up, Hadwiger knocks it away. Wyatt grabs it back. They get over to Heyer. 90 seconds to go here in the first half. Man-to-man defense by Amherst. It continues to be strong. Kennesaw doesn't have a true post in there right now. Wyatt Woodman out on the left wing. And Coach Ainram has forced to call a timeout. That's his second timeout. He saw that they were struggling. 1:16 to go here in the first half of play, and it remains 26-17 Amherst. We'll be right back.
Say you've got the new Green Pioneer brand soybean seed. Well, you should. That green polymer coating on Pioneer varieties is treated with Pioneer Premium Seed Treatment. Pioneer Premium Seed Treatment helps to get your soybeans off to a strong start with added early season disease and insect protection. So plant green this spring and harvest more green for your wallet next fall with Pioneer brand soybeans treated with Pioneer Premium Seed Treatment. Contact Pioneer sales professional Craig Weegis today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Doug, good to be back with you here at Amherst. A big thank you to Athletic Director Ron Evans and the entire crew here for their hospitality. As we've got 1:16 to go here in the second quarter of play, Amherst has opened up a 9-point lead now over Kennesaw, 26-17. Blue Devil basketball. Heyer will throw it out towards the midcourt stripe to Burr. Gives it off to Clark, trying to open up that lane for a cutter, which is Burr. Woodman actually comes out to take the ball back over to Burr, so some changes personnel-wise during that timeout to Clark. Wide open three. He'll fire, and it's too strong. Rebound comes down to the Blue Devils. Heyer was able to win the battle. Down low, Woodman, there's wide open. Turnaround jumper, though, won't go. He was so wide open, he didn't know what to do. Eck out with his sixth board, and we're down to 45 seconds to go, and Amherst has got a chance to be up double digits at halftime. Spread it out on a low 1-4. Eckhout comes in, runs over Woodman. Shot no good. And down to the floor, Woodman. The rebound brought down by Lane Tibbs. Up the floor, Clark. 30 seconds to go in the half. He'll give it to Burr. Burr has been held to one bucket so far here in the first half. And that is great defense. Preble's been on him. Down to 20 seconds to go. Burr, a little shake and bake, tries to drive. The double down, knocked away and out of bounds by Tobenheim. Kennesaw will have to inbound it with 18. And to throw it in will be Heyer. Heyer is going to be guarded by Abbott. Again, throw it out towards midcourt to Burr. As Kennesaw probably now to play for the last shot. Heyer up top. We've got a foul away from the basketball on an illegal screen here, they say, on Carson Woodman, who was just popping out to take the basketball. Carson's going, what happened? And they said it was an illegal screen. He thought maybe he walked with the ball or something. 12 seconds to go. Amherst a chance for the last shot. They are at midcourt with time with nine. Trey, stutter dribble. Six, still a long way away. Four, three. They're not going to get the shot they want. Here's Preble. They won't even get a shot. It's thrown up at the horn off balance that time by Eckhout from 19, and it's no good. So we are at halftime here at Amherst, where it is the undefeated Broncos leading the 2-2 Kennesaw Blue Devils by a score of 26-17. When we come back, we'll talk with Amherst girls coach Nikki Eckhout. We'll give you the first half stats. We'll talk more basketball as well during the Allen Superstore halftime show right after this on The Breeze 94.5 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Banks can be very similar in the services they offer, but it's the local decisions, local ownership, and friendly professional staff that makes the difference. That's what you can expect from the State Bank of Riverdale. We're proud of the relationships we've developed over the past 100 years and look forward to expanding this service to Kearney. Follow us on the web at riverdalebank.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
State Bank of Riverdale, banking hand in hand.
As we approach the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Hello, this is Kevin Crawl with Crawl Agency. Do you have any questions about health insurance under the new law? We're here to guide you. Give us a call at any one of our locations in Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Rosen, or visit us online at CrawlAgency.com. Crawl Agency is an independent authorized producer for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, we're going to do a brief FFA presentation.
And welcome back to Amherst, where it is time now for our Allen Superstore halftime report. Get more for your dollar at your locally owned and operated Allen Superstore of Hastings. They've got everything you need in one store, especially for Christmas, including your groceries, pharmacy, sporting goods, clothing, photo shop. Who doesn't need that around the holidays? Toy department and wine cellar. Who doesn't need that around the holidays? They'll beat any competitors' ads and offer thousands of advertised in-store specials. Why shop anywhere else when you can shop your locally owned Allen Superstore, the You Get More Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings. You're listening to KLIQ FM, Hastings, Kennesaw, and Juniata, and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Halftime of the boys' game, it is Amherst 26 and Kennesaw 17. Well, earlier tonight, the girls got things underway. Kind of a rough start for both teams, who had been struggling a little bit offensively throughout the season. Amherst only had 9 girls suited tonight, and they all played right away. And after leading it 16-13 at halftime, they were able to post a 21-0 advantage over Kennesaw in the third quarter and win it 49-25. And Coach Nikki Eckhout joins us here, the Lady Broncos, their third straight win. And Coach, obviously you had the magic elixir at halftime.
Yeah, something like that. I think my words might have been, why are we playing like our hair's on fire? But yeah, I don't know. Those girls, they've done it in more than just this game, where for some reason they can flip a switch and all of a sudden look like a basketball team. So they flipped that switch early enough tonight, I guess.
I guess through 5 games, we chatted a little bit about it off air before the game. What have been the challenges for this team? Because not only do you suit 9 of the, one of the reasons are you got 3 or 4 girls that are out for a variety of issues, and you're still trying to find yourself after last season's graduation.
Right, yeah, I mean, the group that we graduated last year, you know, they had pretty much had all the playing time, you know, the important minutes for quite a few years. And so we had to look for a point guard, and we've had to look for a post. And I think we found them, you know. I think Jaden Bosshammer, a freshman, is going to come along and do good things. She's got a lot to learn, but she's going to come along. Casey Jurgens, you know, sophomore, she's been playing really well for us. I really like her aggressive rebounding. And so, yeah, we're still trying to find ourselves, but we're definitely taking steps in the right direction.
Is filling the post the most important spot? I mean, you've got to have that point guard. I get that. But your offense has been built around some really good posts for quite a few years now.
Yeah, you know, I would say that both of them are important. And tonight, the point guard probably was more important just because of the ball pressure that we were seeing. And that post plays a huge role. And so Casey's really come in, and I've been real impressed with her play so far.
Difference, obviously, in the basketball game, you get out there and you stop committing the turnovers. 19 in the first half, you cut that down to 2 in the third quarter, and you really give Kennesaw all kinds of problems. It seemed like when Kennesaw scored, they put the pressure on. You guys turned it over. Well, you didn't let them score in the third quarter. They couldn't put the pressure on.
Yeah, that was the halftime speech. Don't let them score so they can't. Yeah. No, the turnover thing, we haven't turned the ball over that bad this year. So tonight was a little, you know, unexpected. I really thought we would handle that pressure a little better. And I honestly don't know why we didn't, because, I mean, you were watching the game. It was like we'd break the press and we'd go down and we'd throw it away, yeah, instead of just continuing and getting into our offense. So, you know, like, we're young and we're going to learn. And so it's a learning curve.
Yeah, and obviously I mentioned one of the big things, and I saw this in Kennesaw the other night over at Shelton. Both teams troubleshooting the ball, had multiple second chance opportunities. That's why we had so many rebounds, 44 and 39. But your second or third chance opportunities, you took advantage of that way more than Kennesaw could tonight. They missed a lot of chances to put the ball back up on offensive boards.
Yeah, I think they probably got more chances, you know, more second chances than we got. They got three and four chances there. Even in that second half, we were giving them tons of chances. And that's got to be frustrating for him. You know, I know it is, because when it happens to me, it is. And you know, the scouting report that we got on them was that they're not very good at rebounding. Well, we certainly boosted up their percentage tonight.
Nikki Eckhout with us from Amherst. And still a couple more games before you can go into the Christmas break. I know that the holiday tournament with UN Kearney Catholic, Ogallala, you'll play North Platte, St. Pat's. It's going to be two very tough games. But on the road, Anselm Myrna and Axtell on Thursday and Friday. Talk a little bit about those.
Yeah, this is a big week for us. And we talked about it, you know, at the end of last week. Myrna. We should be able to compete with them, you know, and that's what I want the girls to be able to just go into the game, compete, and then, you know, if we come out with a win, better yet. But Myrna, I think we should be able to compete. Axtell, you know, they've had some great games this year, and they've had some where they've struggled. So I think if we go in with the right attitude against them, I think we can compete with them too.
All right, Nick, Merry Christmas. We'll see you at the holiday tournament. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
That's Nikki Eckhout, head coach of the Amherst Lady Broncos. They win it tonight 49-25 over Kennesaw. Brenna Schneider led the way for Kennesaw with 13.7 rebounds. Jordan Dassinger had a game-high 12 boards. For Amherst tonight, I had 12 points for Sydney Tobenheim and Jessica Eckhout, 11 for Courtney Martinson. Halftime of the boys' game, Amherst 26, Kennesaw 17, and we'll look at the numbers after this on the Allen Superstore Halftime Show.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
America's farmers feed the world. That's why your CHS Service Center provides producers like these with market access and insights for their success.
Well, they stay on top of the market. They really look out for us.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
We get daily emails and text alerts from our co-op. They're able to take our grain when we need to move it.
Get connected to a CHS Service Center near you. Resources for enriching lives, CHS.
We're the U Get More Superstore. Allen's Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. We're the U Get More Superstore.
This broadcast is made possible in part by the great staff of Dittmer Fencing. Dittmer Fencing would like to take this time to wish the Amherst teams best of luck. Dittmer is a very proud supporter of all the area athletes and coaches and are very proud of where you are as a team. Dittmer Fencing provides quality fencing and free estimates serving the surrounding area. Call them today and get your fencing done right today by Dittmer Fencing of Sumner.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. You've been listening to the Allen Superstore
halftime show, and we are already ready to go here with the third quarter. I'll run down some of those halftime stats for you as we get started. But Amherst has the basketball in a 9-point lead, 26-17. 26 points, 16 rebounds, 1 of 1 at the line, 3 of 9 from 3-point land, only 3 turnovers. Dominic Abbott, 11 points. Trey Toppenheim has 8 to lead Amherst. 7 for Carson Woodman, all in the first quarter to lead Kennesaw as Amherst doesn't even get it inside, and they'll walk with the basketball. 17 points, 16 rebounds for Kennesaw, 3 of 5 at the free throw line, 2 of 8 from 3-point land, 2 blocks, 5 turnovers. Schnitzler has 2 fouls, the only player there. Cody Google has 2 for Amherst. Kennesaw turns it over, 3-pointer Eck out, no good. Hadwiger is there for the offensive rebound. Woodman will block his shot, and Schnitzler comes out of there with the basketball. So a couple of early turnovers here by the Blue Devils. Now they've got it in the offensive front court. Burr on the right wing to Schnitzler. They got to find a way to get Burr going. They try to force it to him, and it goes right into the hands of Braden Eckout. And then going for the steal, he goes out of bounds, and down goes Tyce Clark, and he is slow to get up. He got rolled up on, and I think he's going to have to come out of the game. Yeah, they're going to bring Corey Heyer in. He wants to stay, but he's got that brace on his left knee anyway, and they're going to take a look and see what's going on with their senior, Tyce Clark, one of 3-4 seniors on this Kennesaw ball club. 26-17, Schnitzler wide open. They don't even guard him at the 3-point line. Don't feel he's a threat, although he'll shoot it. Here's Burr for 3. It's no good. Backside rebound, higher, kicks it out. Back to Tibbs in the left-hand corner to Burr. Burr starts to move on Preble. Back over to Tibbs outside the arc, left wing, trying to get it inside to Woodman. It's been a good battle between him and Hadwiger, sometimes him and Eckhout. So they'll kick it back out, get it down to Woodman. There's the lowering of the shoulder, but he can't get the shot. Goes up top, 18-footer. Good by Trevor Burr. His second bucket of the ball game, 26-17. Amherst with the lead. Front court, Eckhout. Stutter dribble, takes it in on higher. Down low on the post, Woodman working on Hadwiger. Hadwiger tried to make a move and walk. Good call by the official. And that'll be the second turnover by Amherst. 6 rebounds for Braden Eckhout led the way for Amherst in the first half. Carson Woodman's 5 and Schnitzler's 4 led the way for Kennesaw. And Kennesaw threw it away. So hard for the Blue Devils to get anything going here in the third quarter if they're going to turn it over. That's 3 already in the first minute 50 of the half. 26-19 Amherst. At the end of the first quarter, Ravenna led the Kearney Catholic boys 24-22. Now they're getting close to half on Classic Hits 98.9. We'll give you that score when they do reach halftime. In the girls game, it was Kearney Catholic over Ravenna 60-44. Try to get it to Abbott. The ball is deflected, goes off Woodman and out of bounds, and Tyce Clark, after a brief moment over on the bench, is ready to check back in, and Corey Heyer will check out. Eck out to throw it from the Amherst baseline. Vertical along the free throw line. They break. Throw it out top. Abbott off the screen. Burr on him. Takes a tough jumper with a hand on his face. No good. Tyce Clark got the rebound. Looked down the floor, but they got Burr covered, so Clark will bring it up. On the wing to Tibbs. Tibbs back over to Schnitzler. Schnitzler holds the ball, waits for some movement. Back to Tibbs on the left wing. He'll toss it back over to Trevor Burr. Only 2 points in the first 2.5 minutes of this third quarter, and that was a bucket by Trevor Burr. Woodman at the right elbow, back to Clark, off the screen, 3-pointer, no good, and a foul on the shot, or is it going to be after the shot? They'll say it is after the shot. The 3-pointer is no good, but coming out to box him out, K.O. Preble will get his second foul. That's the first foul of the half on either team. Also tonight, the Hastings women, big top 20 matchup at Omaha in the College of St. Mary. And they get a putback from Cammie Bruckman with 1 second to go to win the game 72-71. Hastings now is 11-2 on the season. The men and women will play Mount Marty Saturday. That was just a women's game tonight. Kennesaw basketball working patiently against the tight Amherst man-to-man. Tibbs between the circles, high post, Schnitzler has it at the free throw line, faces on Hadwiger, dribbles in, one-hand runner off the heel, it's no good. Rebound brought down by Braden Eckhout. Eckhout up the floor, trying to get it to Abbott, the ball's loose, he saves it to Preble. Top of the circle, Toppenheim, over to Eckhout for the three, and it's good. Second three-point bucket for Braden Eckhout. It's the first points of the second half. It took 3:20 for Amherst to get on the board, but they lead it by 10, their largest. Kennesaw only has one bucket, so 3-2 so far here in the quarter. Tibbs takes it in, forces the contact and a blocking foul on Hadwiger. Ty, if he would have just planted those feet, I think he'd have been okay, but he didn't want to take the contact. He's not afraid of it. He just didn't expect Tibbs to go right over the top of him, and that'll be the second foul on Hadwiger. So Preble, Hadwiger, and Google now all with two fouls. And at the free throw line to shoot two will be Lane Tibb. And the first one is up and in. First point of the ball game for Tibbs. And here comes the normal three-man rotation midway through the quarter in Cody Google, Trevor Adelung, and Jesse Wells. Second free throw now coming up for Tibbs. Trailing 29-20. With 4:29 to go here in the third quarter on KLIQ-FM, Hastings, Kennesaw, and Amherst. The second free throw up and good for Tibbs. 29-21, Amherst leads it by 8. But the scoring is going to have to pick up. This is Kennesaw's pace. Here's another 3, Eckhout top of the key. That one will not go. Fighting and crashing the boards. For a moment it's handled by Wells, and then it's knocked out of his hands, out of bounds. It'll stay with Amherst. Some real manning up down low, trying to pick up that loose basketball. And Amherst to throw it in. Up top, they'll go to Adelung. Trevor swings it over. Eckhout, another three, and that one around. Off the glass and in. The third three now for Braden Eckhout. And it's 32-21 for Amherst. Amherst missed their first 5 three-pointers. They are now 5 of their last 7. Inside Schnitzler, shot no good. Woodman trying to get the rebound, and he'll be over the back of Braden Eckhout, who just got his 8th board. For Carson Woodman, that'll be his 2nd personal foul. But Amherst has done a good job of kind of letting the football players, I guess for lack of a better word, for Kennesaw, shoot the ball and really covering the guards and Woodman. And they are not getting the ball. The Blue Devils are where they can get some points as they clear it out. Eckhout drives, draws some contact. Shot's no good, but a foul called. And Kennesaw struggling right now offensively. Amherst doing enough to keep it rolling. The foul is called on Corey Heyer. That'll be his first. And at the line will be Braden Eckhout for the first time. He'll shoot 2. He's got 3 threes, 9 points, 8 rebounds, and the free throw gives him 10. He's got all 7 points here in the second half for Amherst. And a second free throw on the way, and it's good. So Eckhout gets them both, 34-21. Amherst now by 13. Don't forget Thursday, more high school hoops on the breeze, Central Catholic and Minden. As they get it into Schnitzler, working on Google. Schnitzler waits for him to get out of the way, takes the shot, it won't go. Rebound brought down by Eckhout again. Up the floor, transition, a charge going to be called. Good job by Trevor Burr to stay set. The charge on Trey Tobenheim. That'll be his 2nd. Also this week on Classic Hits 98.9, Thursday's game will have Gibbon, the state-rated Buffalo Boys, at Ravenna. And it could be a battle of unbeatens if Ravenna beats Kearney Catholic tonight. Friday it'll be Elm Creek Kearney Catholic on Classic Hits. Also, Kearney High, Lincoln Northeast, ESPN 1460 on Friday night. Also, Kennesaw down the floor to Woodman, spins. Google is there to block the shot. Amherst comes out of there with a basketball. Up the floor they'll come. 34-21, Amherst. Bits and pieces just slowly pulling away here from Kennesaw because the Blue Devils struggling mightily on offense. Coach Jack Ainram says we just aren't shooting the ball well. Shot at just over 20% of the loss to Loup City. And here, they're not any better tonight as Abbott's runner is no good. Rebound brought down by Corey Heyer. The 1-2's there. The movement is there. The hustle is there. The points just aren't. They'll get it to the wing. Clark drives. Tice down the baseline. Puts it up. No good. Off the iron. Hadwiger rebound. Quickly into the front court. Preble. To the high post, Hadwiger looks for the back cutter, but Carson Woodman steps in front of the pass and makes the steal. Turnover number 6 for Amherst. Up the floor with it is Clark to Burr. Off the screen, he's double-teamed on Hadwiger. They swing it around to Clark on the right wing. Back up top to Burr, thinking about the long three. He's got Hadwiger on him. That's the matchup he'd want, but didn't take him off the dribble. Now Adelung punches the ball away. One on two. He'll take it in with a left hand and score. Great job by the freshman Trevor Adelung to get the steal and bucket, 36-21. A 7-0 run for Amherst to put some comfort between themselves and the Blue Devils. Higher. He'll try a three. It's in and out. No good. 0 of 3 from outside the arc here in the quarter. The rebound brought down by Preble. Baseball pass down to Abbott. Abbott has not scored here in the half after getting 11 in the first half. Up top to Adelung. Adelung, he's going to try a three off the screen. It hits the front of the rim. No good. Rebound comes out to Clark. 1.5 to go here, third quarter. It's Amherst in control. Scoring the last seven, they're up 36-21. Burr off balance, jumper off the rim twice, won't go. Abbott tips the rebound to himself, his fifth. So both teams also struggling from the offensive end. Hadwiger puts a shoulder down, drives and kicks it back out to Adelung, back to him, Wyatt Woodman. Just too much contact, and both the Woodmans go down as Hadwiger tries to make a move towards the hoop. The foul will be called on Wyatt Woodman, his first, team's third. Back in for Amherst, Trey Tobenheim and Braden Eckhout. Back in for Kennesaw will be Austin Schnitzler and Lane Tibbs. Keaton Harpham will come in for the first time tonight. 1:02 to go here in the third quarter of play. 36-21, Amherst leading it by 15. In the corner with it is Tobenheim. Passes up on the shot up top to Eckhout. Started left. Wanted to go to Abbott. Realized he was covered and traveled with the basketball. That'll be turnover number 7 here for the Broncos. Give you a little score update here. Brought to you by Furniture Direct. We deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beautyrest mattress purchase. Get more than what you expect when you shop Furniture Direct just south of Sonic and Hastings and at FurnitureDirectHastings.net. As the ball is going to be on the baseline, it looks like they're going to call a foul, not a jump ball. The foul going to be called on Amherst and Dominic Abbott with his second. Girls basketball tonight, Cambridge beat Elwood 53-27. Hire has it up top here. Kearney Catholic beat Ravenna 60-44. Overton beat Anselmo Myrna 60-25. Down low, Schnitzler tries to make a move to the hoop, and he's going to be fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. South Loop beat Mullen 41-36. Southern Valley over Brady 50-43. Southwest beat Alma 46-40 tonight in girls basketball. See if we've got any other. Hastings St. Cecilia, no problem with St. Paul, 50-20. Friend over Exeter Milligan 58-14. Eustace Farnham beat Bertrand 39-32 in girls basketball action tonight. And it looks like we've got some confusion over at the scores table. They'll say the foul is on Cale Preble, and that would be his third, fifth team foul. And Austin Schnitzler at the line. He's 1 of 2, has 3 points, and the free throw is no good. Austin doesn't have a whole lot of arch on his shot. It's a line drive shot. Second free throw. There's a little more, and there it goes. It's in. So just a little more air under that one. Schnitzler gets the bucket, but Kennesaw only has 11 points in the last 15 and a half minutes. 36-22. Amherst with 20 seconds to go here in the third quarter, a chance to take the last shot here. Hired out there on Trey Tobenheim, who tried to do a little fancy dribbling, and on the crossover dropped it. It rolled into the backcourt. Amherst turnover. Kennesaw will bring Trevor Burr back in for their last shot. 11 seconds here for them to get a shot away. Coach Giffen wants to counter here with Trevor Adelung checking into the ball game. And checking out for a little extra breather will be Trey Tobenheim. Heyer will throw it in. Backcourt to Burr. They'll isolate him on the freshman. Senior versus freshman here. Get out of the way, see what Burr can do. Takes him into the lane. The runner good. Tough shot, but Burr hit it. And that will be the end of the third quarter of play. With your score, the Amherst Broncos 36, the Kennesaw Blue Devils 24. You're listening to High School Hoops on the Breeze 94.5.
This broadcast is made possible in part by the great staff of Dittmer Fencing. Dittmer Fencing would like to take this time to wish the Amherst teams best of luck.
Dittler is a very proud supporter of all the area athletes and coaches and are very proud of where you are as a team. Dittler Fencing provides quality fencing and free estimates serving the surrounding area. Call them today and get your fencing done right today by Dittler Fencing of Sumner.
Banks can be very similar in the services they offer, but it's the local decisions, local ownership, and friendly professional staff that makes the difference. That's what you can expect from the State Bank of Riverdale. We're proud of the relationships we've developed over the past 100 years and look forward to expanding this service to Kearney. Follow us on the web at riverdalebank.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
State Bank of Riverdale, banking hand in hand.
The Breeze, 94.5.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports and a very Merry Christmas, a week away from Christmas Eve, where we'll be opening all those presents, getting ready for Christmas Day. Here we've got 8 more minutes of basketball, and Kennesaw's got some work to do. They trail the undefeated Amherst Broncos 36-24, but they do get the ball to start the fourth quarter. Burr drives left baseline over the double team, and the one-hand runner is good over Hadwiger. And Burr now with 9 points to lead the way for Kennesaw. Again tonight, Carson Woodman, all of his points in the first quarter. At the other end in transition, the runner is going to be up by Eckhout. It won't go. Rebound by Tyce Clark. And Amherst, who is down by 15, now down by 10. With the ball, Burr trying to go one-on-one, cut off there by Tobenheim. Out to Heyer, right back to Burr on the left wing. Woodman, both of them on the bench right now, and Heyer in their place. Back out Burr, elbow, jumper, Tibbs, 15-footer, good. Lane with his first bucket of the ball game, and it's 36-28, so the 15-point lead virtually cut in half. We're down to 8. At the other end, Tobenheim out of control. He'll get the charge. Oh, and Tobenheim better be careful. He said a little more than he should have. Tibbs with the charge taker. Tobenheim with his third foul. The story there is that everybody in the gym knew that Tobenheim wasn't going to do anything but take it to the hoop, and Coach Giffen's going to bring him out for just a second. And even if Tibbs was a fraction late getting there, he was right there the whole time. And you don't have to be perfectly set in this day and age, and that is the call. Foul number 6 of the half on Amherst. Big possession for Kennesaw. They can start 3 for 3. Tibbs kicks it out. Burr for 3. It is in and out off the glass and still won't go. Rebound brought down by Trevor Adelung. That would have cut it to 5. Instead, at the other end, a 3 from the corner. Eckhout, good. Wow. A 6-point swing as Eckhout hits his 4th 3. He's got a game-high 14. Instead of it being a 5-point game, it's back up to 11 for the Broncos. Elbow, Tibbs on Hadwiger. Good bounce pass underneath to Schnitzler. And Austin gets his first bucket of the basketball game. Second half, he's got 6 overall. 39-30 fast break. And Hadwiger with the layup and then a foolish foul. Trevor Burr, and he knows it. He thought he could knock it down because Hadwiger kind of brought the ball down around his midsection instead of keeping it high. So Burr poked at it and picked up his first foul. And the bucket goes for Ty Hadwiger, his 2nd of the game, chance for a 3-point play. So we've only had a couple of spurts of offense, and one of them's right here to start the fourth quarter. Free throw, no good. And a rebound brought down by Lane Tibbs. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show. So stay with us for that. Let's get back to our action here with Burr off the dribble drive. The shot's going to be blocked out of bounds from behind by Cale Preble. And Burr says, could you keep his hand off of my head? 36-21 to start the quarter. It's already 41-30. And back in the corner, Tibbs for 3 off the inbound. It's up and it is in. Lane had to call for the ball. But he was able to hit his 1st 3 of the game. That's the 1st 3 for Kennesaw since early in the 2nd quarter. 8-point lead. But Amherst has hit a couple of buckets to keep a cushion here. Hadwiger in the right-hand corner. Back to the top of the circle. Eckhout from 17. Way short. Hadwiger tried to save it in, but couldn't. Out of bounds it goes. And back over to the Blue Devils of Kennesaw, who will play again at home against winless Silver Lake on Friday. Amherst is at Anselmo Myrna Thursday and Axtell Friday, and Kennesaw has it stripped away, their 10th turnover. Amherst to Eck out for his fifth three, but that one is too strong. Backside rebound run down by Dominic Abbott, who has not scored here in the second half after putting up a first half high 11 points. Ball punched out of bounds. It'll stay with Amherst. They have got Adelung, Abbott, Preble, Hadwiger, and Eckhout, who will throw it in here on the floor. 41-33, Amherst gets into Abbott on the left wing. One of the shotties well covered. Back up top to Adelung. Looks right. Now left. Tries to dribble through the double team. Gets it back out. Nice play by Eckhout. Crossover dribble. Loses his defender. 12-footer. Too strong. High in the air. Lane Tibbs grabs the rebound. Tibbs will bring it up himself. Left corner. They get it to Burr. Trevor back to the elbow. Carson Woodman back in there to Burr. Burr, good crossover. Open layup and a great move by Burr. He's come alive with 8 in the second half and now 11 in the game. 41-35. We might have a game. It's stolen away by Clark. Clark up ahead. Layup. Burr, good. It's a 4-point game. Timeout, Amherst. Kennesaw has awoken to make it a game. They scored 24 points in the first three quarters, and they've got 13 in less than 3.5 minutes here to start the fourth. 4:36 remains in our game. It is Amherst 41, Kennesaw 37 on the Breeze and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Say you've got the new Green Pioneer brand soybean seed. Well, you should. That green polymer coating on Pioneer varieties is treated with Pioneer Premium Seed Treatment. Pioneer Premium Seed Treatment helps to get your soybeans off to a strong start with added early season disease and insect protection. So plant green this spring and harvest more green for your wallet next fall with Pioneer brand soybeans treated with Pioneer Premium Seed Treatment. Contact Pioneer sales professional Craig Weegis today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Doug Duda back with you here on The Breeze, KLIQ-FM. Hastings, Kennesaw, and our friends up in Wood River. Glad you're along with us tonight for high school basketball. And at the end of the game, it's the Misco Sports postgame show. But right now, Kennesaw has started the fourth quarter on a 13-5 run to get back into this game. Amherst still has the lead on their home court, looking to go to 5-0. It is 41-37 in favor of the Broncos. They called the timeout. They'll throw it in. I believe each team with three timeouts remaining, according to my book. Into the front court, Preble. Back to the top of the circle to Braden Eckhout. Eckhout guarded by Burr. Into the paint, trying to post up Abbott. Tough turnaround jumper. It won't go. Rebound brought down by Austin Schnitzler. His first of the half, fifth of the game. Kennesaw can make it a one-possession game with a bucket. Tibbs outside the arc. Woodman posting up. They'll go to the elbow to Schnitzler. Austin, he'll force the jumper, but he banked it in from 9. Schnitzler with 2 buckets in the quarter, 8 in the game, 41-39. At the other end, Abbott off the 3-pointer again. Tough shot and a foul called on Lane Tibbs. He blocked the shot, but he also got it with the body of just one of those that doesn't look right. Tibbs will get his second personal foul, and that will allow Dominic Abbott to go to the line. He's 1 of 1. In fact, Amherst only 3 of 4 in the game now as the free throw is up and short. Abbott still looking for his first point of the second half after getting 11 of the first half. Adelung out, Tobenheim back in for Amherst. Kennesaw at the free throw line is 6 out of 9 so far tonight. Second free throw, Abbott up. Rattles around. No good. Offensive rebound, though, by Ty Hadwiger to Abbott. He drives, and he's fouled again. That one bounced around so much on the free throw that it gave the defense the advantage, and Hadwiger took advantage of that. Foul called on Carson Woodman, his third. 16 fouls apiece. Two more here. Can Abbott make amends for the two misses? He hits the first one. But Carson Woodman, 7 points in the first quarter, 5 rebounds in the first half. Second half, no points, no rebounds. They have really found a way. And that kind of happened in the game we saw with Shelton on a Friday night as well. He had 7 points in the first half and 7 rebounds, ended up with 2 points, 2 rebounds in the second half. But they did win that. And the second free throw is good by Dominic Abbott. 43-39 Amherst, 3:45 to go. Tibbs, left wing, back up Burr, off the pick, straight away, 18-footer, come up short, tough shot, ball tipped, and it ends up in the hands of Braden Eck out his 10th board. Outlet pass and a foul called. Burr trying to go for the steal, and Trevor will be called for his second, and both teams now are in the 1-1. And Amherst will head to the free throw line with Dominic Abbott. He is 3 of 5. He's been there the last two trips. Missed two, then made two, and now it's the front end of a 1-1. And the free throw is on the way, and it's right through there. Three in a row from the line for Abbott, and that makes it 44-39 Amherst. Second free throw up, good. So the four straight free throws, and even off the two misses, they got the offensive board, and the cushion is now 6. It was 15. Kennesaw cut it to 2. Now it's back to 6. Right elbow Woodman. Burr tried the switch, but Woodman didn't go anywhere, so Burr will dribble it out to Clark. Kennesaw's got to continue to make buckets. They run Burr off a couple of screens, get it to him, but Preble is right behind him. Woodman at the elbow. He's not going to take an outside shot. Carson over to Tibbs. Little room. He'll drive in off the glass and in. Lane Tibbs went left with the switch, put it off the glass, and Lane Tibbs has 7 of his 9 points here in the fourth quarter, and a timeout by the Blue Devils. With 3:09 remaining in our game, your score is Amherst 45, Kennesaw 41. This is High School Hoops on the Breeze.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Doug Duda back with you here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Again, we want to say a big thank you to Ron Evans, athletic director here at Amherst, and all the fine folks for their hospitality, and to you, the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports throughout the season. We have 3:09 remaining in the ball game. It's Amherst 45 and Kennesaw 41. Kennesaw scored 17 points here in the quarter. They used the timeout, and now Amherst to throw it in. They get it to Eckhout. He forces his way through the double team, then nearly walked. Then he throws it up the floor. Can Preble save it? Well, he kept it in. Ooh, is he okay? Yeah, he ran into the standard doors over there, but it's a turnover for Amherst. And Kennesaw, great defense. Preble's going to be smarting with a bruise tomorrow. Up top, Tibbs, open three, and it's a one-point game. Lane Tibbs. He's got 10 in the quarter. It's 45-44. Fast break the other way. A three-pointer. Abbott to answer. Dominic Abbott with 7 in the quarter and 18 in the game. He's got the last 7 here for Amherst. 48-44. 2.5 to go. Will this come down to the wire? Elbow Woodman spins. Looks right. Looking for Clark. Gives it to Tibbs. Back over to Clark. Now to Burr. Well, outside of the right wing with Preble on him. To the right elbow, Woodman. He's just kind of the quarterback here, distributing the ball over to Clark. Back to Burr. Try to get it down to Schnitzler on the low block. Austin, bounce pass in the paint. Hook shot up by Tibbs. Oh, it hung on the rim and wouldn't go. That's a big one that doesn't fall. Rebound brought down by Braden Eckout. 1:55 to go. A four-point lead, Amherst. And they've got the ball. Amherst looks like they want to spread it. That hasn't really worked for them. They've made some mistakes trying to kill clock here, and a foul, Trevor Burr. That'll send Trey Tobenheim to the line. He went out and intentionally grabbed him. That was very unnecessary, but Burr saying, well, what are we supposed to do? There's a lot of time. Good defense gives you a chance, but they're going to play this game. Third foul by Burr. Eighth team foul. Tobenheim a 1-1. First trip to the line. All 8 points in the first half. He'll put it up. It's short. So it works. And Austin Schnitzler gets the rebound. Kennesaw trailing 48-44, a minute 40 to go as Clark brings it into the front court. Over to Burr on the left wing. Trying to get a little more space. He drives, runs into traffic. The ball knocked away. Good steal. Eckhout with the great defense. Now it's taken back from him. Fight for the ball. Out of bounds off of Amherst. Very physical now down low. And when it's all said and done, the team's trade turnovers, and Kennesaw gets it underneath their own hoop. 48-44, Amherst with 1:25 remaining here in the ball game. When we're done, the Misco Sports postgame show, waiting for a shoe to be tied. And now we're ready to go. Kennesaw will stack the left side of the lane. Dump it into the corner to Tibbs. Oh, throwing it out to Schnitzler. He wasn't there. It's stolen away. Uncontested layup. Tobenheim finishes. You hate to see the glaring error like that at this point of the game, but Amherst says thank you very much. They're back up by six. With it is Trevor Burr up top to Tibbs. Woodman flashed open, didn't get it. Burr drives away, grabbed his jersey. Brian Groupie says, I may be a little older, but I can still see that one. Great call there. And that's the fourth foul on Preble. That's like watching football on Sunday and trying to get away with pass interference. Although they say that's the third foul on the board here. There wasn't a last time. That's what the question was on. So Burr goes to the line, a 1-1. He's got 6 in the quarter, 13 in the game. Needs the free throws, and the first one is good. That's his first free throw of the ball game. The team's leading scorer now has 14, 50-45. Amherst, a chance to score here for the senior Trevor Burr. And the free throw is up, and it is good. Nothing but net. And Kennesaw elects to use the timeout with 1:05 remaining in the basketball game. Kennesaw has used a full-length timeout. They'll have one remaining. We're back in a minute on The Breeze.
Control more insects than any other trait stack with AgriSure Viptera 3111. The AgriSure Viptera 3111 trait stack from Syngenta Seeds delivers breakthrough control over corn earworm, black cutworm, and 12 other corn pests. Control of the broadest spectrum of above and below ground insects is ready for your fields today. Contact Brent Woodman, your local independent Golden Harvest dealer, for this and other cutting-edge seed technologies. Brent and Sarah wish all the Blue Devil athletes good luck.
As we approach the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Hello, this is Kevin Crawl with Crawl Agency. Do you have any questions about health insurance under the new law? We're here to guide you. Give us a call at any one of our locations in Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Roseland, or visit us online at CrawlAgency.com. Crawl Agency is an independent authorized producer for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, we're back to basketball here on The Breeze. Amherst against full court pressure. They can't get it in. And so Tobenheim says, let's just call a timeout. So Amherst will use a 30-second timeout. They'll have two remaining, 1:05 to go here in the basketball game. And it is 50-46, Amherst. Amherst was up by 15 late in the third quarter and ended up being up 12 going into the fourth. Amherst then saw their lead cut to 2-1 on a three-point bucket. Now it's 50-46. Taking a look at another couple of scores here for you, brought to you by the Furniture Direct Store in Hastings. At the end of three quarters in boys action, Ravenna leads Kearney Catholic 54-44 on Classic Hits 98.9. Earlier tonight, Kearney Catholic beat the Ravenna girls 60-44. And here, Amherst up 3 at the half, blew the doors open in the third quarter and beat Kennesaw 49-25. We'll have more scores of the Visco Sports postgame show, but now the teams are back on the floor. Amherst facing full court pressure, looking to get it to Tobenheim. They get it to Eckhout. Eckhout up the floor across the timeline. Brayden's going to bring it all the way into the paint, and his pass is stolen away. Tried to get it to Abbott, and Burr was behind the play. He stepped in front, made the steal. 55 seconds to go, down 4. Burr tries to get it inside to Schnitzler. He was covered. The ball is loose. And then a timeout, I think, was called by Amherst before the steal was made back. That was a great job there by Trey Tobenheim. He saw what was about to happen. They were going to steal the ball back, so he calls the timeout to keep the possession here, and each team will have one timeout remaining. Had Tobenheim not called that timeout, I believe it was Schnitzler that grabbed the ball back. He was right underneath the hoop, could have made it a two-point game if he'd have converted, because when the whistle blew, he was just starting to rip the basketball away. Some other scores we promised you here. Hastings St. Cecilia girls were a winner tonight as they took care of St. Paul by a score of 50-20. Boone Central Newman Grove beat Twin River 42-38. Central City beat David City 55-28. Dorchester over Harvard 53-32. Friend, no problem with Exeter Milligan tonight. Now let's get back to action. Once again, Amherst to take it out, leading by four with 48 seconds to go. Preble throws it into Tobenheim. He almost walked with the basketball. Now he is trapped, and a foul will be called. Kennesaw had him trapped 5 feet onto the floor and committed the personal foul. They really had him in trouble and could have forced the turnover. Instead, it'll be the ninth team foul and a 1-1 here. It's just the first foul on Clark, but Trey Tobenheim 0-1 at the line. They think maybe he's the guy to have at the line, so they're going to put him there. And the sophomore, Tobenheim, nails it. Tobenheim, with his 11th point, makes it 51-46. Amherst, looks like maybe the cushion they built is going to be enough. Second free throw is good. So Tobenheim hit them both, 52-46. Kennesaw, 2 of 3 from the three-point land in this quarter, but just 4 of 14 for the game. Burr, off the screen from Woodman, switched by Hadwiger, and so he tries to kick it out, and they say that he walked with the basketball, turnover Kennesaw. They had an open three there off the kickout from Burr, but I guess he walked with the basketball, and Amherst now has it back. And they'll get it into Eckout. Pass underneath, almost stolen away by Clark. Preble lobs it ahead to Hadwiger, 28 seconds, and Schnitzler will catch up to him and foul him. That'll be the third on Schnitzler, but Kennesaw had their opportunities. They cut it to one, and the Broncos answered right back with a Dominic Abbott three and a Braden Eckout earlier three, and now a couple of opportunities they couldn't score on and a chance to put it away from the line. Tobenheim gets two free throws, and the first one is good. He's hit three in a row. That makes it a three-possession game with 27 seconds remaining, 53-46 Amherst. Second free throw coming up for Tobenheim. And it's on the way, and it is going to bounce off the front of the rim and in. Even the Kennesaw fans were quiet. That's sporting. 54-46. Clarks brings it into the front court. Needs some help. Walked with the basketball. Took a funny flubber hop on him there on the dribble. And now this one is over. So Amherst was up by as many as 15. It got cut to one. But they're able to hit some free throws down the stretch. A big three by Abbott. And they are going to go to 5-0 on the season as they spread the floor. Looks like Kennesaw elects not to foul. They're going to continue to play tight defense just in case there's an errant pass. 10 seconds to go. Abbott over to Tobenheim. And the clock will expire here at Amherst. And the final score, the Amherst Broncos 54 and the Kennesaw Blue Devils 46. So the Blue Devils once again, they play a competitive game. They just didn't have enough offense in the second and third quarters to pull off the little upset here tonight. Amherst is 5-0. Kennesaw will drop to 2-3. And when we come back, the Misco Sports postgame show here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from auto owner's insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to Amherst, our Tuesday night basketball doubleheader on the Breeze, KLIQ-FM. Hastings, Kennesaw, and Juniata has come to an end here tonight with the final score. Amherst 54, Kennesaw 46. Amherst also won the girls' game 49-25. This is the Misco Sports postgame show. Get your game on at Misco's, and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. If you'd like to visit their worldwide location, the storefront is in Ord. Got great Christmas items, whether it's Huskers, whether it's basketball, intramural, jerseys, whatever you need, they've got it at Misco's. And, of course, the representatives of Misco's continue to travel the state to make sure the area schools and athletes have the gear they need to have the advantage on the floor. 54-46, our final score here in the boys' game. We'll come back and take a look at the numbers right after this timeout on the Breeze.
The Kennesaw Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking sure fine and sure fresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. Catering, too. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
America's farmers feed the world. That's why your CHS Service Center provides producers like these with market access and insights for their success.
Well, they stay on top of the market. They really look out for us.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
We get daily emails and text alerts from our co-op. They're able to take our grain when we need to move it.
Get connected to a CHS Service Center near you. Resources for enriching lives, CHS.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits 98.9. Let's take a look at the final stats of our ball game. First off, for the Kennesaw Blue Devils, just a little too late. They had 24 points through three quarters and 22 in the fourth quarter. Trevor Byrne, 15 points, 2 rebounds, 12 of those in the second half. Tyce Clark, with a 3 points, 4 rebounds. Austin Schnitzler, 8 points, a team-high 6 boards. Lane Tibbs, 12 points, 10 of those in the fourth quarter. He had 3 rebounds. Corey Heyer, 1.3 rebounds. Wyatt Woodman, 2 rebounds and a block. And Carson Woodman, again, got off to a great start and then basically vanished. 7 points, all in the first quarter. 5 rebounds, all in the first half. 2 block shots, both in the first half. 16 rebounds in the first half, 9 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 3 of 5 in the first half, 5 of 6 in the second half. 3-point shooting for the Blue Devils, 2 of 8 in the first half, and 2 of 6 in the second half. Turnovers, 5 in the first half, and 10 in the second half. Kennesaw had 17 points at halftime, 29 points in the second half, and the Blue Devils finished with 46 points, 25 rebounds, 8 out of 11 at the free throw line, 4 of 14 from three-point land, 3 blocks, and 15 turnovers. Kennesaw falls to 2-3, and they will host Silver Lake, who has not won a ball game yet, but that game will be in Kennesaw on Friday. We will come back and take a look at the final numbers for the Amherst Broncos right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Doug Duda back with you on the Misco Sports postgame show. Let's take a look now at the final numbers I had for Amherst tonight. Trevor Adelung, 2 points, 1 rebound. Dominic Abbott, he had 11 points in the first half and then was quiet until about the last 3 minutes of the game. He got 7 points over that last three, so he finishes with a game-high 18 points. He had 6 rebounds and a block. Trey Tobenheim had 14 points, 1 rebound. Braden Eckout,
14 points. He hit four threes tonight. He also had a game-high 11 rebounds. Cale Preble ended up with 2 points, three rebounds. Ty Hadwiger, 4 points, four rebounds. And Jesse Wells, three rebounds. Cody Google had one block shot in the basketball game. 16 rebounds in the first half. Looks like 13 in the second half for Amherst. Free throw shooting, 1 of 1 in the first half and 10 of 14, including 8 of 12 in the fourth quarter for their second half numbers. 3-point shooting started slow. They were 0 for 5. After that, they were 7 of 11. 3 of 9 in the first half and 4 of 7 in the second half. Turnovers, 3 in the first half, 9 in the second half. Amherst had 26 points at halftime, 28 in the second half. So pretty balanced, 54 points, 29 rebounds, 11 out of 15 at the free throw line. 7 of 16 from three-point land. They did have 3 block shots of the basketball game and 12 turnovers. And Amherst improves to 5-0. With a 54-46 victory here tonight over the Kennesaw Blue Devils. And Amherst's work is not done before the holiday break. They're on the road 2 more times this week at Anselmo Myrna Thursday, who's off to a 3-0 start, and then Axtell on the road on Friday, and they'll see some good competition in the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament, North Platte St. Pat's, and then either Ogallala or Kearney Catholic. And we're joined by first-year coach here at Amherst, although we've had him on before, Bill Giffen, former coach at Pleasanton, was an assistant last year. Bill, great to see you again. Nice win.
Nice seeing you in your orange shirt there. That's pretty good. That woke me up. I was a little tired before the game started.
It was a beautiful spring day.
Oh, it was. It was.
Interesting couple of moments in this ball game. Kennesaw came out, and you guys had trouble getting the ball in the hole the first 4 minutes. They jumped out 6-0. It didn't take you long once you finally scored to catch up and get back in this ball game. But I'm doubting that you guys have been behind much this season.
Well, yeah. We knew this week was going to be challenging, and Kennesaw is a good team. I mean, they'll scrap, and so, you know, they'll play good defense. And we expected that. We didn't expect to go, you know, 0 for those first few minutes, but that happens. And you just got to keep your composure and do what you do best, run your O, and take your shots.
Then you really just shut Kennesaw down. I saw them play last week once, and that kind of seems that they do a little of that to themselves. They have trouble getting the ball in the bucket. They're not shooting it that well. In the first quarter, they played well. The fourth quarter, they played well. But obviously, I think you guys kind of also picked up your defensive intensity there in the second quarter.
Yeah, I was really proud of our defense the first half. And we had some lapses. They got some screens on us on some baseline drives that sealed us, and where our help defense to trap wasn't there. So we needed to help the helper a little bit there, and we were a little slow to get to that. But, you know, other than that kind of series, I was happy, I guess, for the most part with our defense. We're a work in progress. I think, you know, that's one of our – I know that was our emphasis, defense and rebounding, and we still want to score. But, you know, to get to where you want to be and as far as postseason, you've got to play defense.
Yeah, I was going to say, even when the ball didn't necessarily go in the hoop tonight, you guys did a lot of things well. You took care of the ball in the first half, only had 3 turnovers. You rebounded the ball very well in the first half. I had you for about 16. You didn't get to the line till basically the end of the ball game, but you shot your free throws pretty good, 11 of 15 in the contest tonight. And even when you missed the two, Dominic missed the two, got the offensive rebound. Hadwiger got it right back to him, and then he nails 4 in a row for you.
Yeah, and you know, in rebounding, we do that free throw rebounding drill every third day or fourth day. So we should be able to get something out of that. Spend a little time on it. But, yeah, it was a good play by Ty, and he keeps hustling. You know, maybe he doesn't show in the scorebook, but he's a hustler, and we need that kind of effort from everybody.
You mentioned kind of getting everything together. You still got this young group. Everybody in Amherst has seen this group kind of come along for years. You got a good group of sophomores, but you still got Dominic out there as a senior that wants to lead this ball club. He's kind of been the leading scorer, too. How have you, now that you're 5 games in, seen the team improve from opening night?
Well, of course, those 3 sophomores that start, they started as freshmen. So it's not they're old sophomores.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, with the seniors that we have coming off the bench, especially, that are filling their roles, and maybe they didn't get the minutes tonight that they wanted to, but as long as they're happy in their roles and doing doing what they should as far as rebounding, defense. They're a vital part of it. You know, we get in foul trouble. Trey got into foul trouble, and a little freshman come off the bench. He gives us some good minutes. He's Adlung is very strong mentally for a young guy, and that's what it takes to play early. So it's everybody. You know, our starting five has to do a lot, but we've got to have a bench.
We're talking with Amherst coach Bill Giffen after their 54-46 victory tonight. Did anything happen there in that fourth quarter, or what were you thinking when Kennesaw made the run? Because it didn't look like anything different was happening, except that Kennesaw finally got the ball to go in the hoop.
Yeah, they were hitting their shots. And like I said before, you know, some of those baseline drives were getting sealed off, and they hit some other shots, an elbow shot, some of those that they hadn't hit before. Yeah. And we kind of had a lull on offense. There was a period there where they put the press on, and we're making some good decisions. So, you don't think that with our ball handling ability that a press would give you that much trouble, but I think a lot of it was between the ears a little bit, and just need to execute the break, and however we do that, and it should be fine, but we struggled a little bit there.
Bill, we kind of mentioned in the pregame and throughout the night that everybody knows that Amherst is going to have one of their better basketball teams in a while, but yet probably hadn't been tested to what you would have liked early on with three of the four teams that you've beaten still looking for their first victory. And there's no world beaters this week, but the competition, as you said, steps up with Kennesaw. Anselmo Myrna hasn't lost a game. Axtell, and then the holiday tournament. As you get to tougher teams, what are you looking for from your ball club? What do you still need to see from your ball club?
Well, you know, where we played great defense in the first half. You know, that's where it's got to start. The ball will go in the hole, hopefully, but sometimes you get streaks where it doesn't, so you got to hang around, especially when we go against some of these better teams. And like I say, the competition is getting better, and we have three games in 4 days. So, you know, fatigue or what have you can get to be a little factor there. So sometimes you do some things when you're fatigued that you kind of old habits and that sort of thing. So, but it was the right time of the year to have that. And like you said, we played some teams that maybe don't have a very good record, although some of them are a little bit better than I think they're given credit for. They've got some, doing some good things. But yeah, we needed to be challenged, and for sure we were, tonight before we pulled it out. So. Yeah, that's it. We've got to have those challenges.
Well, Bill, we'll let you get out of here. A couple of road games this Thursday and Friday at Anselmo Myrna and Axtell. We'll see at the holiday tournament. And I know with that weather forecast tomorrow, you probably got a bike ride scheduled in there somewhere.
I'm going to try. I'm going to try. But I also coach junior high at 2:30, so I might be getting out there when it's 40.
All right. Buddy. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We'll
Thanks
see you. Have a good
us.
Christmas.
Yeah. You too.
Bill Giffen, the head boys basketball coach here at Amherst after their 54-46 victory. And we'll wrap it up with the Misco Sports postgame show after this. Time out on the Breeze.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show. A handful of boys' finals have rolled in here. Alma beat Southwest tonight 64-53. St. Cecilia boys beat St. Paul 54-36 tonight. Mullen over South Loop 62-41 among some of the early boys' games. A lot of girls' scores tonight. Give you a few of them here. Central City, no problem with David City. Hastings St. Cecilia girls rolled up St. Paul 50-20. Hampton beat St. Edward 47-26. Heartland Lutheran over McCool Junction 50-22. The Kearney Catholic girls beat Ravenna 60-44 tonight. McCook over Cozad 44-36 in girls' action. Nebraska Lutheran, no problem with Parkview Christian. Grand Island Northwest girls beat Columbus 59-44. Overton downtown Selma Myrna 60-25. Some other girls' games of note. South Loop edging Mullen tonight. Southern Valley over Brady. Southwest beat Alma in girls' basketball. Superior was a winner over Franklin. With just under 2 minutes to go, the Ravenna boys led Kearney Catholic 66-55. That's wrapping up on Classic Hits 98.9. Thursday on Classic Hits, Gibbon will be at Ravenna. If Ravenna holds on, that'll be a battle of unbeatens. Here on the Breeze, Thursday night, Grand Island Central Catholic is at Minden, scheduled to get underway at 6. Amherst girls win at 49-25, 12 points for Sydney Taubenheim and Jessica Eckhout, 11 for Courtney Martinson. All nine girls suited, got multiple rebounds tonight. And for Kennesaw, they were led by Brenna Schneider with 13 points. Again, the boys' game, Amherst got 18 from Dominic Abbott, 14 from Trey Taubenheim and Braden Eckhout. Kennesaw was led by Trevor Burr with 15, Lane Tibbs with 12. And you've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, a great selection to choose from their storefront location in Orr. You'll be better equipped for the games you play when you visit Misco's as they travel the state of Nebraska to make sure our area schools and athletes have the best gear possible. I want to thank Caleb back at the Breeze Studios in Hastings and say that we'll see you again on Thursday night. Central Catholic Minden here on the Breeze, Gibbon Ravenna on Classic Hits 98.9. Again, the girls' final, Amherst 49, Kennesaw 25. And in the boys, Amherst holds off a furious fourth quarter run from Kennesaw to win it 54-46. This is Doug Duda from Amherst saying good night, everyone.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. KLIQ, Hastings, Grand Island, Kearney, The Breeze 94.5.